For those listening on live broadcast, we will be getting started in just a few moments. Good morning, Heather. Would you like to do a quick sound and video check?
Good morning.
Sound is good.
Thank you.
Good morning, President Davis. Would you like to do a quick sound check? Video looks good. Good, thank you. The sound is a bit low. All right. Yes, better, still a bit low.
This one better?
Oh, yes, much better.
Okay.
Thank you.
Few microphone choices, thank you.
For those joining us by live audio broadcast, we will be getting started in just a few minutes. Good morning, Commissioner Dar. Video looks good. Would you like to do a sound check?
Oh, is this? Sorry, I was a little late. I had computer issues.
No problem. Sound is good and video is good. Thank you. It is 9:05. President Davis, I will be admitting all in the waiting room, and we can be getting started in just a few minutes. All waiting room participants are admitted. You'll be prompted with the recording, President Davis, and we may begin.
This meeting is being recorded.
President Davis, your sound is on mute.
Perfect. I'm just making sure you're on your toes, Mr. good morning. I'm Patrick Davis, the President of the Los Angeles City Ethics Commission. Today is May 18, 2022, and this is a special meeting of the Ethics Commission. In accordance with the Government Code Section 54953E1 and 54953E3, the Governor's Executive Order N 2121, and the Commission's determinations of April 20, this meeting is accessible by telephone. The following access instructions are listed at the top of the agenda for this meeting. You may listen in by calling area code 213-621-2489. Again, that's 213-621-2489. You may also provide public comment. All public comment will be taken during agenda item number 2. To provide public comment, please call the area code 669-254-5252 or toll-free area code 833-568-8864. Those numbers again are 669-254-5252 or toll-free area code 833-568-8864. You'll enter meeting ID 161-788-4780 followed by the pound sign. Again, that is 161-788-4780 followed by the pound sign. Press pound again when you are asked for a participant ID. This meeting is called to order at 9:08 a.m. Eric Eusebio is our meeting moderator today. Mr. Eusebio, would you please call the roll?
Thank you, President Davis. When your name is called, please state your name for the record and here or present. President Davis.
President Davis here.
Vice President Dar.
Commissioner Dar, present.
And Commissioner Janow.
Commissioner Janow here.
Commissioner Kulkarni and Commissioner Murray are absent. We have a quorum. We may continue.
Thank you. At this time, we will take all public comment. If you have called the public comment line, please raise your hand to speak by pressing star 9. Again, that's star 9. You will be recognized by our meeting moderator when it is your turn to speak. When you are recognized, please state your name. While, as a reminder, this is a special meeting, we will be taking public comment on all matters, including those including those on today's agenda. You may speak for up to 2 minutes on any matter which you wish. In addition, the commissioners are not permitted to engage with speakers regarding public comment. Mr. Eusebio, do we have public comment?
Yes. Thank you, President Davis. Caller ending in 543, you'll be prompted to unmute. You'll have 2 minutes. Please state your name before you begin.
Good morning, commissioners.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Thank you. My name is Lionel Modis. I'm a resident, and I'm calling to make a public comment, general public comment. I would like to say that I have seen a lot of unethical, counterproductive behaviors by city officials and by some candidates who are running for office in the upcoming election. I think it's counterproductive, antisocial, and deviant behavior from everybody, and it's affecting my mental health, and the people that I spoke to privately also have been impacted on their mental health, and we have to be getting along with one another, and we have to abide by ethics. Everyone, including candidates, everyone needs to be ethical and professional, because it is Twitter has become a website where people engage in destructive behaviors, and by city officials, bureaucrats, and candidates. It's just not right. It is not right, and I'm had it with that nonsense. I'm sorry, but I had enough of that nonsense. Thank you for your time. God bless.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Silvia?
Caller ending in 208, you'll be prompted to unmute. Please state your name.
Morning. It's Rob Kwan. I just got a quick comment for you today, and just kind of still baffled to see that we're here, because as our commission president remembers, back in 2018, 2019, reformed our matching funds program, and one particular issue that he took a keen interest in, and along with us, was making sure that our debate requirement was meaty, and we prevented circumvention. And in the first round, in 2018, we had a definition that opened the door to a town hall, and we were worried that that would open things up to circumvention and become routine. And thankfully, this commission and our city council closed that in 2019 and made it crystal clear that you had to participate in a debate, and you could only do a town hall if your opponents refused to debate. Now, Gil Cedillo has repeatedly refused to debate. He refused to debate his opponent at the Mount Washington Homeowners Association, refused to show up to the People's Budget LA Forum, refused to show up to the Glassell Park Neighborhood Council Candidate Forum, and then just this Friday, refused to show up to the Lincoln Heights Candidate Forum, which is why it's really concerning to see that on Monday, the Ethics Commission dispersed $136,000 in public matching funds for Gil Cedillo. So I think that's something that needs some immediate action. Cancel that check if it hasn't been cashed. There are ways you can claw back that money. And it looks like there might even be ways that you could potentially disqualify him from the program. I think all of that is worth entertaining. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Kwan. Mr. Eusebio?
Caller ending in 404, you will be prompted to unmute.
Hi, this is Jamie York. I'm part of the Reseda Neighborhood Council, but I'm speaking as an individual.
Thank you. You may begin.
I guess the first thing is it's really disturbing to hear about that abuse of the matching funds program. I used to do political consulting, and part of the reason that I wanted to join my neighborhood council is because I feel like I've seen a little bit of the belly of the beast, and I understand the importance of money in politics. And so the matching funds program, to me, was actually one of the best things that we've ever done to move forward, to make it so that candidates who don't come from privilege can compete in elections and represent everyday Angelenos. And so to hear that this process has been abused by a candidate who apparently has perjured themselves in the process is deeply disturbing. I also wanted to just draw attention to the fact that candidates are continuing to try to use the neighborhood council system to campaign. And to me, that's deeply problematic because we are government bodies. We cannot take positions on candidates as a body, endorse them, things like that. But yet we're getting a flurry of campaign emails to our government emails that the city pays for regarding campaigns. And I know that there's specific laws against that. In some cases, there's even been fundraising requests. And so I'm really hoping that this commission will act to create better guidance and further guidance around this issue. Because it feels hard to act as an advisor to the city when we're also being pressured to endorse for or fundraise for or vote for a particular candidate. I take the dividing line between the roles of campaign and government extremely seriously, and I'd like to see our electeds do the same. And I don't think that the ethics training that neighborhood councils get is extremely robust, but also worry that other folks are going to get hurt by this and have their neighborhood council hurt. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller ending in 162, you will be prompted to unmute.
Hi. Hello?
You are on mute. You are on mute. Please state your name and you may begin.
Hi, my name is Michael Hayden, and I want to call attention to an emergency motion that was passed by City Council on May 4th, 2 weeks ago. That motion, written by CD1 Councilmember Gil Cedillo, called for testing surrounding the Avenue 34 site in Lincoln Heights for the contamination that the site's former use as a toxic dump, which the city prosecuted in 1984 but never properly cleaned up. That motion violated the Brown Act because it was not on the agenda. City Council members had not read the motion when they took it to a vote, and it falsely justified its emergency nature by stating that these concerns had only just come to the city's attention that week. In fact, our community has been engaging with the city and our council member on this issue for more than a year. There have been multiple stories in the press since at least last December 2021 about this issue. So it's absolutely false that it was an emergency motion. Also, I want to take issue with the matching funds offered to Gil Cedillo, despite his refusal to show up at multiple debates staged by neighborhoods in his district. Our taxpayer dollars should not be offered to a political candidate who refuses to abide by the city rules and doesn't even have the dignity to meet with his constituents and his opponents. This must be reversed. Thank you.
Thank you. President Davis, it looks like there is no further public comment.
Thank you. Well, then, if no further public comment, that will conclude our public comment period. Thank you to all who spoke. We will continue on to our one agenda item today, which is making a determination whether the Ethics Commission meetings will continue to be held virtually. The agenda identifies the recommended determination. Is there a motion regarding this recommendation?
Commissioner Dar will move to adopt the proposed recommendation.
Is there a second?
Commissioner Janelle, a second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Having none, Mr. Eusebio, please call the roll.
This vote is on the motion to approve continuation of teleconference meetings pursuant to AB 361. When your name is called, please state your name for the record and either yes in favor of the motion or no in opposition to the motion. President Davis?
Davis, yes.
Vice President Dar?
Mr. Dar, yes.
Commissioner Janelle?
Commissioner Janelle, yes.
And Commissioner Kulkarni and Commissioner Murray are absent. We have three yeses. The motion is approved.
Thank you, Mr. Eusebio. I would like to thank everyone who for their participation today, especially my colleagues on the commission, as well as the public that came and spoke before us, and the Ethics Commission staff, and you too, Mr. Eusebio. Appreciate you and your moderation. The Ethics Commission's next regular meeting will be held at 12 p.m. on June 15. This meeting is now adjourned at 9:19 a.m. Thank you all. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Goodbye.